worship you. Lord, we glorify your name. Lord, we appreciate you. Lord, we lift your name on high. Be thou exalted, Lord. E pantosia, e plantosiando, e placatamia, e gintosibrania, e plantosangana, e plantolorosa, la candia, le tete, the door, the door, the door, the door, the door, the door. Thank you, thank you. Father, we humble you, Lord. Thy son, thank you, Lord Jesus. You are the Adonai. You are the shepherd of men. You are the million valley. Lord, we worship you, Lord. Lord, we lift all our glory and honor. Thank you, Jesus. We say thank you, Lord. We appreciate you. We worship you, Lord. You are Adonai. We give you thanks. Mighty Adonai. And God of you, like an adoration, and all. Father, we give you glory and honor. We thank you, Lord. We are manifest presence, Lord, in our midst, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for showing yourself again. Mighty today, O Lord, in our midst, O Lord. Makatala, Rekatalaba. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the angels, O Lord, that we thank you, Lord, that you already in our midst, O Lord. We thank you, Lord, we thank you, Lord. The hello, sir. 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 And we are Lord, and we are Lord.
I'm Yes.
on the prophecy spoken about the Ecclesia. And a lot of prophecies have gone forth, but sometimes Ecclesia. And you are the one that is on earth that can enforce it. We think about us from the book of Ezekiel 12 and verse 25. Speaking of faith, God said, I said, I am the Lord. I will speak a word and it will come to pass. And it shall no more be prolonged. If you are doing it, will I say it and I will perform it. Therefore, this night, with understanding, with excitement, with authority and energy, I'd like you to say it tonight. I see every prophecy performed in my time. No more delay. I didn't pray that prayer someone tonight. Lord of your strength, Lord of your vigor. Give me the voice tonight, somebody. Every prophecy comes to pass in my days. I see prophecies of the Ecclesia coming to pass in my days. I am called the prophecy concerning the Ecclesia. The prophecy of a surrounding dream. I see it come to pass in my day. There shall no more be delay, no more prolongation of prophecies. I see great men and women arising from this church of Molina Ecclesia. Make up the heart of the Lord and the Lord of the Lord. Lady about Abraham and Catalia, they go pray to Paraman again in the bar. And that's the Pacamabado, and they beg it to Lubrahamado. They got to Manda Libraha Takali at all. They have Abrahamado Zoswara, and they get the Bodo de Boros. They put up for the Goto Pihamado. They got another Gabados. They get to Lubrahamada Gabados. They pack at the Mapre head of the Bodo.
Father, we ask for the increase in the knowledge of the kingdom. We ask for increase in the knowledge of the kingdom, that we might walk worthy of you, O Lord, unto our pleasing. Be fruitful in every good work, O God, and increase in the knowledge of Jesus. Increase us, O Lord, in the knowledge of the kingdom. Increase us, O Lord, in the knowledge of the kingdom. Jesus, you have called us out, oh God, to be part of this movement. This movement, oh God, that we establish your kingdom on earth. We ask for God for increase in the knowledge of the kingdom. Increase in the knowledge of the kingdom. We don't want to be like a foolish man. We are not as fooling into God. Lord, we need knowledge of God. Increase us in the knowledge of the kingdom. Increase us in the knowledge of the kingdom. For with knowledge comes power.
That
we might be fruitful in every good work. Oh, Jesus, we thank you. Give him all the glory.
We thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Please be
praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When Daniel woke up and read in the book that it was time for the temple to be rebuilt, he began to pray for the fulfillment of prophecy. Now we have seen the scriptures in Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 14. God speaking said, "For the end shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea." Means that the earth will be filled with his knowledge, that we will not even see any other thing apart from the knowledge of God's word. Are you getting me? And then for a church, a pastor, to be saying, bring 400,000 before you can get healed. It means there is something wrong somewhere. There is an anathema in the abnormality in the body of Christ. And if we don't pray, our children will fall victim. So we are going to rise up and say, "Lord, you said that the earth will be filled with your knowledge." So we lift the mat now. Let the whole earth and the entire body of Christ be flooded with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. Rise to your feet and begin to make the cross right now. Let the cross of fire. I'm
That means if the watchers are sleeping, the watchers will really be dead. We are going to be praying. Because until the children of Israel arose and began to cry, there was no change. Lord, let the body of Christ be realigned to your will and your purpose. With all open your mind and will to God. Let the body of Christ be a entire church of Jesus Christ that we pray with God for. Let them be realigned.
There are some scriptures that you must know and learn by all means. There are levels of knowledge that determine the outcome of your life. There are some knowledges that you may not know and you'll be pardoned. There are some knowledges that you must know. When you don't know them, you will not be pardoned. Especially the knowledge of who you are in Christ, which is most lacking in the church of Jesus Christ. Taking a review on what we have been looking at all through this month, you will agree with me 95 or 99% if possible of the body of Christ don't understand it. Am I talking to someone?
Even those that were ordained before as men of God, they were shocked. They were, you mean, is that it?
Are you with me, somebody? And that is alarming. So let every man understand that, you see, friends, there's some knowledge that we can't compromise. Colossians chapter 3, everybody. We just read four verses. From verse 1. I welcome every one of us watching online. Amazing the crowd watching us online and aligning to what God is communicating and speaking to his end time church. Colossians chapter 3 from verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, what does that imply? What does that imply? We are the resurrected. If ye then, and then you will read Ephesians chapter 2 verse 16, is that he has raised us up and made us to sit together. Please don't go there. Just keep that Colossians chapter 3 there. And made us to sit together with him. Friends, see, I need you to catch this truth. When you understand this truth, when you come into a true arrival of this truth, that we then be risen with Christ. Seek those things which are where? Above. Where Christ seated on the right hand of. If I want to make my life of peace more than it is, I need to have a more relationship, more fellowship with him, more fellowship with the pastor. If I don't like the life I'm living, hello, sir. Hey, the reason why you are struggling is because you are short of him. They say someone is hungry for bread, you don't say, like, oxygen, you know me. So when you are struggling as a Christian, know Christ-neria in your blood. So I know Christ-neria in your suffering. Meaning, that, do you understand? You are short of him because Christ is your life. That will settle you to just stay away from rubbish. You just understand this. Hey, this life, we can't be moving with sin. Now, go on, friends. He said, when Christ, who is alive, shall appear, then we shall also appear with him in glory. Who is your life, sir? What a joy. What a joy that Christ is alive. So we are not following a dead religion. It's not a old wife's people. There's a life in Christ. There's a beautiful life in Christ. There's an awesome life in Christ. I don't belong to myself, I belong to Christ.
Hallelujah.
I'm not from a good state, I'm from Zion. Do you understand? That's where I belong from. Like I've been recently said one day, some of you were laughing. They say, and then you make scarlet. I'm a typical Yoruba man. What does that mean? I mean, I asked myself a question. So, apart from the name they said they gave to you, what is Yoruba about your existence? Are you, if you're a typical Yoruba man, which means it will drain your blood and get into the microscope, which you see Yoruba, is there your blood? Do you understand? Those are trash. Are you telling me that if you cut some part of your intestine, there will be some trace of Ijebu in your blood, in your life? No, sir. You're not of them that speak stupid things. You are not a typical anything. You hear me? You are Christ in a person. And that becomes a consciousness, an awareness that you must consciously pattern your life to. I'm not an ordinary person. I think it's very difficult for me to make such a statement. I'm not an ordinary person. Christ lives in me. I'm seated with him. In heavenly places. Powerful. Every situation here. What controls me is not the influence of the earth or the dictates of the world. I'm controlled by a force. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead is at work in me. I belong to Christ. He belongs to me. I am Christ where I walk. Because we are seated together. We are seated where? That suggests that. Is either he's lapping me or I'm lapping him. Pastor Prince, because it's one seat. A people over here. Sir, understand, sir. Hello, sir. There is a bench. Sir, we are not shifting. We are seated together. To where? And there's only one throne. So we are seated together. So lapping is permitted. I pray to lap me. And if I lap him, there'll be trouble. I'm so glad I belong to Jesus. I belong to Jesus. I belong to my Lord. I'm so glad I belong to Jesus. I belong to Jesus. I belong to my Lord. Now listen, friends. Say that therefore with a better understanding. I belong to you. Jesus. And then we're going to go back to old school. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be a clap for some fire. No, we can't sing this.
I belong to Jesus. I belong to my Lord. I'm so glad.
Thank you, Father. Our lives belong to you. We're born to be yours. But the place prepared for you. We're born to give you glory. We're born to honor you. We're born to celebrate you. Thank you, Father, for the privilege of knowing you. Bless you, beautiful name. Speak a word again. And the servants are here. In Jesus' precious name. Please, you may be seated. I belong to Jesus. Shout it again, I belong to Jesus. That means you are possessed.
Yes! Yes!
Are you possessed?
Yes!
Awesome. Okay. Are you possessed?
Yes!
Are you possessed?
Yes!
Are you possessed?
Yes!
Are you not problems? I know you because your mindset, they think they thought you so corrupted. Are you possessed?
Yes!
More than possessed. Thank you. Another. You are practicing fully, Jesus Christ.
Fully possessed.
So, hear me, somebody. Nothing else can possess me there.
Fully.
I get what I'm trying to say. So, it's so funny when someone gives his life to Christ and they say, person is possessed. It was funny because you don't understand. It can only be oppressed. No child of God can be possessed. And you'll be somebody. Hey, it's one thing. It's one. He said that you're possessed of the Spirit of God, or you're possessed of the devil, and you'll be somebody. So when someone gives his own life to Christ, he's possessed of Christ, but he can be oppressed of the devil because he has opened himself or herself to unnecessary exposures. So there becomes an oppression. Glory to God. The life will never be corrupted.
Amen.
Amen. May I welcome every one of us in the name of the Lord. Blessed the name of the Lord again and again for the privilege you have given us to know Him clear, know Him strong in this place. I want to take this time to appreciate everyone that was in church on Sunday. I mean, that was madness. You guys are crazy.
Yes.
And that's the truth.
We've lost it.
I mean, I ask myself, what are you doing in church under that condition? The truth was that last Sunday was my best service in the prison.
Yes.
And by the reason of the strength of the world. Half of the church was crying by the reason of the communication of light that can be called. You need someone. This, you were born to hear this. You were born to align. You were born because something is urgent in the mind of God concerning what He wants to do with His church to be able to be all of them. Matthew chapter 13, I'm going to begin. Remember, it's a month of new horizon. A month of new horizon. Now, it's going to do everyone a lot of good, not just us here, but every one of us watching us online, to ensure that you get back. Our messages are still on the platform, on our platform, the Facebook platform. Get back and listen so you can build a momentum concerning what God is communicating to us about His church. Hey, awesome God. Awesome God. Matthew chapter 13, verse 11. He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you. Now, who was speaking here? Jesus. To whom? His disciples. Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Meaning, mysteries what separate disciples from multitudes. Understanding of mysteries is what separates disciples from multitudes.
I love what Jesus said. It is given. What is mystery is therefore, simply put, divine secrets. So, knowing the mystery is unveiling truths of the kingdom that have not been revealed. It is given unto you. So blessed are you that hear, and blessed are you that know these mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said, it is not for all. Some it is given, some it is not given. It is not for all. But let me say this, probably number three or number whatever. Now take note of this, therefore, if it is only given to those ones and not given to the other, meaning that makes the total difference. So it is mystery understanding that culminates into mastery. Without understanding of mystery, you can't enjoy mastery in the issues of the kingdom. I all understood what the kingdom is all about, especially those of us that were partakers of the Gilgal experience this year, that you will understand again that if we're therefore talking about mysteries of the kingdom, that suggests, hey, that is what will cause us to shine in the kingdom. So without a revelation or understanding of this mystery of the kingdom, we cannot dwell. And remember, I've said this before, what is revealed to you is what reveals you to your world. What you don't know, you can't show. There's something about knowledge. Remember 2 Sundays ago on the power of knowledge. There's something about knowledge that turns the life of any man or anyone around. Tonight, I want to bring you the mystery of the church. The mystery of the church. Last Sunday we looked at the mission of the church. The mystery of the church. Every one of us, beloved, we must desire a working knowledge of the church. If not, you'll be frustrated in church. If not, you'll be doing what they said you to do in church. Church is not an association, neither is church a building. Church is not an escape route to make heaven. So let's look at the unrevealed knowledge, which is what mystery is all about, of what the church stands for, or what the church is all about. Number one, the church is the body of Christ.
Glory to God.
And as body as it is body. Don't bother thinking otherwise. The church is the what?
The body of Christ.
The church is the what?
The body of Christ.
Do you have a body?
Yes, sir.
Do you understand? As body as the body as bodies. So what suggests? Who is Christ therefore? Remember? 2 Sundays ago. Who is Christ?
The head.
Who is the church?
The body.
Who are you? So whatever I do against Christ, I do against his body. The church is the body of Christ. So when I defy the church, I defy Christ. When I insult the church, I insult Christ. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 22. He said, he has put all things under his feet. I gave him to be the head over all things to the church. Verse 23 said, verse 23, which is the body. The church is the body and the fullness of him that filleth all in all.
Hallelujah.
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 23 also. He said, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church and the savior of the body. Are you with me, somebody? So the church is the body of Christ, and the body has members.
Hallelujah.
So you are a member of the body of Christ.
Hallelujah.
with specific assignment and function. Hey, you matter to this generation. Carry yourself with that consciousness. I'm not an ordinary person. I matter. I matter. I'm a body of Christ. There is a part of me that is most crucial. Probably I'm even the heart, which is the engine room. That's why I must speak the word in season and out of season. Strong, clear, and loud. Connecting. Informing. Reforming. Influencing. Impacting. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 13. It says, for we are members of his body, and of his flesh, and of his bones. The church of Christ is the body. Do you understand why we need to believe God for a new knowledge over the church of Christ? The body of Christ is being completely different. What Jesus came to represent. Those of us that were not around us on the ground picked that message, the mission of the church. Giving you a clear understanding. What is the church existing for? What did the church come to do? When you don't know what the church came to do, there's only the people in church. Leave church. Don't bother. Number two. The church is his bride. The mystery of the church. And to me, that makes the church uniquely delicate. The church is his bride. Do you want to know who a man is? If you think a man is quiet or cool or gentle or he neglects things, he doesn't talk. If you want to understand who a man is, tamper with his wife. Do you understand what I said? It becomes very intricately delicate. The church is the body of Christ, is the bride of the bridegroom. The church is the wife of Christ. Revelations chapter number 19. Oh, gosh. Somebody. So that's why every one of us must be careful. We will relate to the church. Don't feel like I know this one. I speak to all pastors, many pastors. Thank God for those of you that are already aligning, communicating to me. Don't flirt with this church. Don't tamper with his members. I'll be claiming that they are your members. I mean, how can a pastor say they are his members? Are you possessed? Are you possessed? Do you understand? How can? I mean, which mouth do you think? I don't believe it because they ordained you. You don't know who ordained you and what they ordained you to do. How can you say, my member? Then who is my member? Man, what? I correct people sharply when they send me text or they call me your church. They say, stop! Your ministry. Back, stop! Other people can say their ministry. It's not mine. I don't have it. I have an assignment in a ministry. The owner of the ministry knows who is the owner. I mean, you can't be owner of anything and be confused. I know I'm not the owner, so I can't be confused. If I imagine now, I'm not saying Tony belongs to me. How? Who is doing to you? Not your own. Not your owner. I mean, do you understand? You can't be confused being your owner. Can I imagine Dr. Tony now say that that the Lord just spoke to you? He has wounded my wife. He has been in the realm of the spirit. He was purchased by the blood. You can't be confused about what you own. What a shame. As I said, they are my members. Don't flex around the church, sir. Or even maybe a state, some good person says that they are people in my people. I mean, don't do that. They are dangerous statements. That if you see his red eye, I will kill you. That is why don't tamper with his girls and his boys in the church. Don't play around them. They are his own. They are his bride. They belong to him. He owns them. He has purchased them with his blood. Revelation chapter 19, verse 6. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, And as the voice of many waters.
Mm.
Remember the song. And as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Verse 7. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. Do you, sir, see? These are the revelations of the end time. You now understand. His wife. Who is his wife?
The church.
Sir, they will hear us. The last has made herself ready. It's not the one that will make them ready. They are the one that will make them self ready. Now see, this gospel must be preached to spread that word. The church is not ready, but now say Jesus is coming somewhere. Stop that! Coming somewhere. Let the pastors start preaching the right gospel. We are the ones leading. Let the pastors do the church as his own, as Christ's own, not their own. As simple as subjecting church members, like it's the pastor's birthday. I mean, and they should be contributing. It also suggests that you see, they don't understand what church is all about. It's okay. They will hear me. They don't understand. They are armed robbers. We die at the back of the pulpit with my phone. In fact, that microphone, the church is gone there. They corrupted the church of Christ. There was a video that was sent. The man of God stood by the altar. Now, everyone that can give $1,000, come this way. According to your age, 1,000 naira for each year. And he said, you got 35,000. If you have 50,000, what a shame. It's on WhatsApp, give you two. Just text the man of God. Try me. Just try me. I'll send you many things. He will cry. And I don't know why people will say this thing to me. He will cry. I'm trying to compile them. But I don't know how to teach you those stress nonsense. Because I cry for the children of person. What a shame. Because I can't have to be paid. Because if I send it to you, you will eat us more. We are useless servants, pastors. We are useless, wicked people, corrupt people. That's who we are. We are siphoning the church and sat upon the church and dividing the church and then take the bride and make it our own. What a shame. Then $1,000. Stay there.
Yeah.
I don't want to call his name. He's a great man of God. It's a lie. I don't care the anointing upon his life. It's not right. $1,000 stay here. You can imagine $1,000 go to this. Almost 100,000. And then everybody want 1,000 for your age. So you don't pray that the Lord reduce my age. Stay here. And the fellow that's up to 14 or 9 minutes on day that was paid. He kept insisting. You must stand up. You must stand up. You must stand up. You must stand up. And he said, that God is telling me, okay, so right, stay here, $1,000, according to your age. So if you are 70 or not, go buy me. 70 years old, so 70, 30, 30, 20, 20. He said, so God is telling me that some people that for double.
Yeah.
And two. Yeah. Yeah. And these are the same people that the check of the church in their briefcase, they are receiving to the account, and they do whatever they like. Their children is to go to school, they use God's money to go to school. Their children is to feed, they use God's money to feed. Their wife is angry about the dress she's wearing, she wants to go to Dubai, they use God's money. God's money. Because they don't understand the church is his bride. You can insult me doing something like that. I'll try it. You see Jackie Chan. Let's go for this. Let's go. Friends, sir. We're a generation that must be
led. Yes, sir!
You know, you are my senior senior brother in this ministry. But this is a man of God. Many years ago, I was seeing where my pastor was a man of God. Now, sir, please understand, sir. See, we will keep speaking these things. We are going to be a problem. They're going to misconstrue us. They're going to call us names. But we are set to spread the truth and not corrupt the truth. I mean, you can't be up to you for how long you stay in the church and they'll be deceiving you. You see politics on the rampage. You see lie on the rampage. You see evil on the rampage. And you can and you're just happy because you are staying in the church and you are okay, you are comfortable. That
comfort is actually your discomfort. Because he says he's a bright child, he's coming for his own. He will drop you. Because he knows that the kind of knowledge you are having, which means. Let's go on. Now, verse 1 now. Verse 8, he said, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. From sin. From sin. Thank you. From sin will kill you. Sin will never ever help a man. Righteousness exalts a man. Sin is a reproach. You may cover it now. I am reproach good. From sin. Verse 9. And he said unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. Hey, and he said unto me, these are the true sayings of God. Chapter 21, verse 9. Oh, I'm the bride of Christ. He is my bride, bro. You know, you know he said, for thy maker. Remember that scripture? It's a form of pipe. Yeah, Isaiah 54 verse 5. Thy maker, don't go there, sir. Isaiah 54 verse 5. Thy maker is thy husband. Now, Revelation 21 verse 5. Verse 9, sir. Shall we read, everybody? Revelation 21 and verse number 9. 1, 2, go. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which are the seven vials, full of the seven last plagues, and told me, saying, come hither, I will show you the bride. Meaning God will look from heaven and say, this is actually my church. Clean. Clean. Fully arrayed. And the unholy, I would say, it's a righteousness. Right standing. Right eating. Right talking. Right disposition. Right appearance. Right approach. Dress well. Think right. Don't be corrupt. Don't think in view that he's another person. Look this way. So number one again, the church is what? The body of Christ. Number two, the church is the bride. Number one again. Number two. Number three, the church is the ground and the pillar of the truth. I wanted to cancel that before. So, the church is the crown and the pillar of the truth. The what? 1 Timothy chapter 3. 1 Timothy chapter number 3. From verse 14 to verse 15. Oh, precious Jesus. Oh, glory to the Lamb. I love Jesus. I don't know about you, but I love Jesus.
I'm in love with Jesus.
He's in love with me. I'm in love with Jesus. He's in love with me. I'm in love with Jesus. He's in love with me. I'm in love with Jesus. He's in love with me. I'm in love with Jesus. He's in love with me. I'm in love with Jesus.
This thing's right eye unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly. Verse 15, but if I tarry or speak in here,
that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God. In case you don't understand what I'm saying, I'm talking about the church of the living God. And what is the church of the living God? A ground and a pillar of the truth. The church of the living God is the ground and the pillar of the truth. Of the water. Of the water. So corruption is not permitted. Lies are not entertained. Deceitfulness is not allowed. The ground and when the church started, was on fire. The first example of the power of the Holy Spirit. And the church is returning back to the spirit. The first example of the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, we like looking for the one that evolves. The first example after the Holy Ghost came down, the first example of the demonstration of the power of the Holy Ghost was chapter 5. When Ananias and Sapphira, I don't want to ask you because many of the scriptures, stories, you don't know. Let's read it all together, all of us. When Ananias and Sapphira, sir, let's read it. Don't let me talk too much. I think we should look for an easier, which version will be so easy for us to catch. Do you have easy to read, sir?
Easy English.
English. Who is Gandhi? Who finished? Okay, let me see what's of easy English. They don't say it, but so much analyze it as if they were there. You have easy English, sir?
Yes.
You don't have me, let me go ahead.
Yes.
No, that's not something you can say.
It should be
Bible in basic English.
No.
I want everybody to see it here. Option. Let's go for another option. Let's go for BB. Should we? Let's go for BB. Bible in basic English. Is that okay? Now, on a certain man named Ananias and Sapphira, his wife, got money for his property. Now, in case you didn't catch it, this is their own. The issue was, hey guys, let's give to God. Partners, do you understand? Let's give to God. And then they went to sell. And if you remember Acts chapter 4, the Bible said they were selling their properties. We are not back to the church. But the joke here. They were selling their properties for the kingdom of God to advance. Now, but that's not where I'm going to. Now, and kept back part of the price. Now, get it over. This is their property they sold. They were to sell and give God everything. But guess what they did? They kept back some of the money. Their own! Follow me, sir. Their own, not God's own. But the deal was, give God everything. They decided. You see, you can understand. You see why you are meeting with your tithe? It's because you don't understand what will happen very soon. No pastor's prayer will be able to come. That's the gospel truth. I don't joke with my heart. I can tell you the number of years it has not dropped by flash. I give God advance more so I can rest. And catch back part of the price. His wife having knowledge of it and took the rest and put it at the feet of the apostles. Go on, sir. But Peter said, Ananias, why has the evil one put it into your heart to be false to the Holy Ghost and keep back part of the price of the land? It's your land, Lord. It's your land. You told God. So look, I imagine all the vows you made and you didn't give.
You are all the shame of your generation.
Why you had it? Why you had it? Was it not your property? And after you had given it in exchange, was it not still in your power? How has this purpose come into your mind? You have been false, not to men, but to whom? Continue. And these words
And at this word, Ananias went down to the earth, and his life went from him. What does that mean? He died instantly. Words, not eating. And great fear came on all who were present. Now, can I imagine, that's it now. Can I imagine if it was Paul? It would do. The ones who fly, the people would just go up, shh, and come and peace. Or Elijah. Now, this is Peter, the cool guy. No fire much. And the young man went and made ready his body. Because in those days, there's nothing like waiting for this nonsense. Someone is there, you can't drop him. He's dead. Otherwise, when you don't, I believe they went to drop him. I get what I'm trying to say. Go back, sir. I was not sure with that. And the young man made his body ready and took it out and put it in here. Now, go ahead, sir. Yes, sir. And about 3 hours after, now the wife was not away, his wife, that is Sapphira, having no knowledge of what had taken place, came in. Don't forget the Bible has said that the wife was aware. The wife was aware. It was a deal between two of them. That, okay. That's what I said. We are passionate, so we said, God said we should give him this. Follow me, sir. Follow God. God said we should give him this. Let's withdraw. So I'll give him before. Let's give him two. Because children's will freeze. And we have to pay our rent. Follow me. And then, let's sell it. We sell it 2 million. Let's give God 500. Follow me. He and the wife were away. The man had just received Holy Ghost judgment. The wife is not aware. Follow me now. For that death of your husband. You jump again. Go back to verse 7. Sir. And about 3 hours after, his wife, having no knowledge of what had taken place, came in. Yes, sir. Continue. And Peter said unto her, give me an asher. Was this amount of money the price of the land? And she said, yes, it was. See the danger? Can I speak to us and say, why? My wife knows. I can't, except I don't want to do it. My wife knows, we can't mingle. That's why we can't party to lie. We can't party to cheat God. We can't party to cheat men. So do you understand what I'm trying to say? You see, you are doing your destiny and your own generation an injustice. When you go, do you understand? Every husband of a man, the son of my voice, when you and your wife agree for something that is wrong, it's a corruption by your generation. Me, sir, hey, women, be strong to your husband. Hey, guy, if we are not going to sleep with each other, I will teach you. Facing the opposite side, I will support you. I will lie to God. I will support you. I will look at you face to face and go and meet pastor and tell him what is not right. You may lie to a man. You lie to a man. But you can't lie to a God that sent the man. You may lie to a church. You can't lie to the head of the church. Follow me, Timothy. Now, he said, was. No, go back, sir. Go back. Don't be afraid. I said, yes, it was. Have you? Yes, verse 9. But Peter said to her, why have you made an agreement together to be false to the Spirit of the Lord? See, the feet of the young men who had put the body of your husband in the air at the door, and they will take you out. Go ahead, sir. And straight away she went down at his feet, and her life went from her. And the young men came in and saw her dead. And they took her out and put her in the earth with her husband. I mean, what's a good marriage?
You're married alive, you're married dead.
The same thing, 3 hours space. I go look at you. Would I do my death?
So one morning, I'll be a widow, widow. I mean, those people just said to me, first one.
And so generation wiped off. Verse 11. Then great fear came on all. The church is the ground. Do you know what Bob said? He said, no liar shall stay in his presence. Oh. Psalm 101. That's it. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, Spirit. 101:7. Psalm. King James. He that walketh this shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry. They won't last. That's what it means. They may be coming to church because they feel they have to come to church. So they won't last. Anyhow, I'll make sure they don't last. Lift up your right hand. Lord, I live my life in righteousness. Pray that prayer for yourself. I'm being real to yourself. Live my life in righteousness. Live my life in righteousness. Keep my shop away so you can use me. Live my life in righteousness. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Number four. Mystery of the church. The church is a rock of offense. The church is a rock of offense. I mean, I just have to finish this message today because you have given me what to preach on Sunday and Papa Sunday and every Sunday and every Jesus. I'm not sure we'll finish about the church this morning. The church is a rock of offense. Matthew 21:42-44. And Jesus said unto them, Did ye never read in the scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner? This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Where is that? Don't go there. Where is that? Verse. Okay. There's going to be a quiz competition Sunday. I will tell you when it is. You have to grow. You have to grow. Now, verse 43. Therefore, Jesus speaking here, say I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation, bringing forth the fruits thereof. Verse 44. And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken. Come. Look at this stone, my child. Come. I thought the Bible said you were like this stone. No, you're not. That's what the Bible said. First interceptor. That's why. Who are you? Stone. So come down here. Your husband is a stone. Woman of God. Whosoever shall fall on this stone. So you can imagine, you fall on it. What did the Bible say? Look at the scripture. Now he said, and whosoever shall what? The fool falls upon. Shall be what? Which one do you prefer? Or which one do you prefer?
Fall on
him. Both. Broken. You have to fall on the Lord and then be broken. Who you are broken can mend you. But then he falls on you. He grounded. You don't understand? Matthew, therefore you can appreciate Matthew 6:18. The gates of hell shut up. Is it a rock of ages left for me, let me hide my soul in you. You're my shield, you're my cover, you're my stability. Luke 23:34. So Jesus said, say, forgive them. They don't understand. They don't understand. Listen, sir, in my little life, of watching, you will agree with me. When men rise up against the church, what happens to them? They crash. I can spend 10 hours in that. If I go to a state whereby I started writing, when people speak against men of God, and when they write against the church, or when they rise up against the church,
Guess the shocker. The people that did it in the church are worse than people that did it outside the church.
Yeah.
I observe that unbelievers and demons, they fear the church more than the people in the church.
Yes, sir.
So you see some elders. You see, their elders and they're going to be pastor. Sometimes they go where I came from. The man of God. The head of Jesus Christ came. You are lying! And was that people are already gathered. Man of God! You are not going to lie. And this man was a gentleman. He said, Father, proof that you sent me. Proof that what? And he was walking on to me. The man, you're lying. You're good. You're lying. He's born and then on the spot. That same God has not died. He's the same God with the same story. Yesterday, beyond today, forever he will still remain the same God with the same glory.
Glory to
God. They rose up against my father. They died one after their children. When he rose up against the church, they clashed. You don't lift up. Can I say something to someone? If you have never spoken against the man of God, he is still alive. Go and apologize. If you don't want to die, I don't want to bury you. You don't want to die. Let him go. It isn't just sentimentals, but it is. Let him be honest. The God that sent him, let him punish him. But you don't have the mouth to do anything. He said, touch not my anointed. Scriptures cannot be broken. Psalm 105 verse 15. And do my prophet no harm. The Bible is saying, if the man do right or wrong, as long as he's a man of God, don't try it. How much more the church of Christ? Touch not with your tongue. God's servant Ben King said that, one of the bedrocks of faith. Kenneth Copeland spoke against him to the gathering of other men of God. Just maybe a panel set up talking. And then, a few days after, Kenneth Copeland was smug with sickness. And he began to go before God. Can I talk out? Can you hear my friends? What was happening? It was getting to the point of death. So he made an inquiry. You know, sometimes it's not about God taking away the sickness. It's not where am I defaulting? Yeah. Why do you mean people? Is it your you like manipulating scriptures to give on you? Where am I defaulting? And guess what's happening? And then God so told him, hey, spoken against. Then what? Don't you try this win? I thought you didn't know you pastors were talking. So I contest you now. Call him. Ready? This is what I said, bro. Sickness left without medical attention. That is solid men of God against solid men of God. How much more ordinary members? Gosh. It's what I'm going to read. You look more to statement. What is the thing? Choose what I like. I've deceived him. And you know, I'm saying it in your mind. I've deceived him. I said, that's not what I meant. It's in my mind. It's a friends. It's a mystery. So when you understand this concerning the church, sir, you just know how to behave yourself like that scripture said. Like that matters no. How that matters to behave thyself in the church of God, the church of the living God, the ground and the pillar of the truth. I love that. Of the truth. So it becomes crucial, comes and expedient for every one of us. Can I ask you to pray prayer, Lord? Mercy. If I've spoken against your church, or taking steps, I've seen people that the phone set up, they will just write as if you sign. Oh no, can I say something here? Let me say something here. Let me speak, allow me to say, because of many men of God that are watching us online. Let me say something here. It will help you. Some years ago, God said this to me, and he has said it twice, but he can never forget. There's a man of God in Nigeria who is making more waves than virtually everybody now. But he's looking controversial. You know him, he's in Lagos.
I don't want to say more than that. And then some men of God came together and they said, they wrote that they are going to pursue whatever they wanted to do. So they said, you should sign. So they placed my father's great portion to sign. He said, no, are you the one that called him? And guess what? All of them that signed today, their ministries are working. And this man is going, that guy, blossoming to the point that he has taken over Israel and Jerusalem.
Yes, sir.
What is your business? See, you don't understand mysteries. Use your head. Use your head. There are some special child of God. There are men of God, there are special men of God. Their assignment and their special assignment. You can't understand. So there are mysteries. You know what happened to me? One day I told my grandchildren, and I said it, I'm telling you a message, and people are heard. One day I was on my own, sir. David, I sat down on my own, praying the Holy Ghost. And I saw the flash of that man. And I saw the flash of Apostle Joseph Suleiman. And he said, these two, in the life, never speak against them. I said, what? I said, why? He said, they are my mysteries. He said, you are going to be like them. They will speak against you. They will persecute you. They will attack you. But don't sow a seed that you won't reap. So I said, God, okay, I said, one before. I'm not to repent. See, don't shine them. They are my mysteries. See, when men cannot understand, it's not nonsense. Can I allow you? Because it's the correcting church. It's the correcting community. I've spoken. I went to sign. I went to meet him and attack him and point at him. Or I wrote up something. I wrote something, petition against the church. Or against the committee of the church. Think of people and pray for yourself. Because we are the remnants, we are the called out. We're called out. Lift up your voice and pray. Don't do religious prayer right now. This is a serious matter. Your destinies are saved. Because when the word of God is sent, it's for your correction. Lift up your voice and pray. Lord have mercy. Everywhere I've been there, spoken against your church or against the man of God. And then you allow people to begin to talk about their wives or talk about their children or talk about their suits that is not balanced. Or their car that is they are pushing, or those funny, funny things. Oh, probably you were privileged to live in their house, and you now say some things, and you make funny comments. They are demonic. They will make funny comments, or you see the man eating, see the way he eats, or see the way he moves when you walk. Ah, God, you don't say it. It's the church of the living God. You don't say he holds the church. Somebody ask God for mercy. Ask him to give you a second chance because he's the God of the second chance. The Bible says the days of ignorance, God will always overlook. Lord, overlook my faults, overlook my errors. I must not be a victim of the church of Christ. Think the church of Christ was built, was established for my glory, for my making. The church of Christ will make me. I will not be dropped, I will not be destroyed, I will not be deformed by the church of Christ. It's a moving train. Nobody stays in front of a moving train. He said, if the desert lands on you, you'll be grounded into powder. Let the lava down. Lord, every error of statement, every statement of error or animosity spoken against your church or against any of your servants, let your blood make for atonement. Let your blood make for annulment. Let mama mato leke kata. And kufolo talamiene. Ashalom. Thank you, Father. And I pray for you, therefore, that by the grace of God upon my life and by the hand of God upon the Ecclesia Christian Embassy, every one of the called out ones here in town and in diaspora that have spoken anything against the Church of Christ and the body of Christ,
have spoken anything against the man of God or the assignment of God, I ask that the mercy of God prevails for you now. A new chapter by the reason of the blood opens for you in the name of Jesus. Every accusation of the wicked one, the accuser of the brethren, against you by the reason of what you did or what you said, I ask that Lord will never stand again in Jesus' name. Yeah. In this season of the covenant of atonement, open round the cleanse and Christian embassy, I therefore decree every error is hereby corrected now. Yeah. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Glory to God. And I say something to you, friends, therefore, when you don't understand, keep your mouth shut. Don't debate it. Don't argue it. Don't talk about it. So I don't know that watches all this or strong on my TV. I don't watch it. Because that's a lot of Christian channels there. If you don't understand, keep your mouth shut. But I'm not saying when you know it's error, is error. Then you'll be somebody. And that's what we came to do. Sharply, corrective, uncover. Before I used to cover, I said, I will beat you. I will cross your tongue one day, be like a liar. You hold the microphone, you can't talk. Because then I told you, say, you didn't say. Then you'll be somebody. When you know the truth told. And when you understand the mystery, don't bother. That they said he used to use water somewhere, that he bought that he used to use a snake and so on. Don't ask, don't bother. Keep your mouth shut and be watching. Leave God to settle himself. Have I spoken to someone? The dear of ignorance, brothers of our group, but now it's asking. And everybody comes to a level of maturity. Then you miss out on God's key of life. The church is a sanctuary, is a abode, is dwelling place. Oh, glory to God. He chose to dwell in Zion. Oh, glory to God. Psalm 132, verse 13 and 18. Psalm 132, verse 13 and 18. For the Lord had chosen Zion, he had desired it for his habitation. Verse 14. This is my rest forever. Oh, glory to God. Hey, do you understand? I'm choosing Zion. This is what my one rest forever. It's not your choice. It's my own choice. For I will dwell. For here I will dwell. I have desired it. For I have desired it. Verse 15. Oh, my God. It's I will abundantly bless our provision. I will satisfy our poor with bread. It said, I will also clothe our priests with salvation, and our saints shall shout aloud for joy. I got someone to shout aloud for joy. It said, verse 17, there will I make the horn of David to board. I have ordained a lamp for my anointed. As it is said, his enemies will I clothe with shame. If you understand the church of God, I will clothe his enemies with shame. He said, but upon himself shall his crown flourish. Is his place. The church of God, he has chosen Zion to be his place of dwelling on the earth. If you don't know where God is in his church. He's not talking about the people alone, he's talking about every one of us. We are the body of Christ, we are the church of God. God is in us. He's in us. The Bible said, out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God has shined. What a scripture. Psalm 50 verse 2. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God has shined. All glory to God. Zion is his dwelling. We are his dwelling place. Said the Lord our God in our midst is mighty. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. In it delights. Welcome into this place.
Hallelujah.
Welcome into this broken vessel. You desire to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands as we lift our voice, as we offer up this place unto your name. I am the place prepared for you. I am the place of your rest. You are the Lord. You must be a strong light.
We are the place,
we are the place.
And you are the place,
we are the place of your rest.
Oh,
you are the
love.
You must be a strong.
I'm in mystery that will be understood.
Because the greater one lives in me. I'm his sanctuary, I'm his tabernacle.
Can you imagine every one of us, hundreds and thousands of us, when we gather together? Oh my God! God has come in the likeness of man. God is tabernacling with man. The Lord our God in the midst of us is mighty. We are his dwelling place. He chose Zion to dwell in Zion. He will have dwelt in stadiums or dwelt in sacred meetings. He will have dwelt in marketplaces. But he chose Zion, that where two or three of us are gathered in his name, he's always there. Because we are his dwelling place. Oh, thank you, Jesus. My body is not for sin. My body is not for iniquity. You dwell here. I've been purchased with your blood. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. I know who I am. I know what I carry. I know who lives in me. I know who holds the key, the door to my life. My body belongs to you, Jesus. Oh, black alabrido.
My body.
In your sanctuary, oh my body, in your sanctuary, purify me, my Lord, so am I able to save my mind.
Jesus.
pride of rash over me. The crown and the pillar of truth. Number four. A rock of offense.
Do you know what Jesus just reminded me? He said he wants me to go offense come. Meaning, you are not to escape. If you allow offense to come, you come be punished. If you are now offended, you still be punished. Holy Spirit, open the church. Ladies and gentlemen, what killed John was the offense.
Yes.
Christ the church.
Yes.
And that exposed him to the executioner.
Give
me the head of John the Baptist on a charger. A destiny that was greater than David, Abraham, was slaughtered like a chicken. I can imagine on a plate that gave him the man that the whole world was strengthened by his message. The man that the Bible said the whole world came to the wilderness to hear John. He brought his head. Offense. I want you, without hiding the truth from you, never be offended in the church. Never be offended in the man of God. That needs to destroy your life. I can't help you. Do you understand? They don't know. They themselves don't know. Believe me, sir. Believe me. You were born to hear me. Believe me. The pastors don't know. That's why they're just holding my microphone and they're stealing money. And they're messing up. They don't know. They don't know. But you know. Because you were born to know. So blessed are your ears and hear. Align. This is the man of your destiny. Thank you. For any other man of God, even if it was just ordained yesterday or tomorrow, they will leave tomorrow. Even if that one that gave back to you, like the child, as not a pastor, he didn't speak a peace to God. That's the irony about this. Because in genius, it wasn't. So even if you just didn't know. I talk about those that are raised by me. I can tell you about that. I threw my hand free of charge. And when I get to heaven, I think it will be like a king. Not love more than that. I hope you've never heard me say it. Just like my son. To let you know that they are men of God and they are men. Let me end this way because the knowledge is so strong. But really not today, I think that will be. But let me end this way. Those who said to me, the church of God is not formed, it was born. The church of God is not formed, it was born. So if you don't understand the church, don't come to church again. So you won't suffer the trouble. It's not an association, it's not your healing, it's not therapy. If you don't understand the church, don't be lying, don't stay at home, don't lie. Don't lie, don't be playing with sin and be thinking that because you try to tell the pastor he's quiet. There are some of us that don't attack people face to face, but I'm aware of the every activity in the realm of the spirit. This is not my church, he just showed me what I'm seeing in the flash. So I'm aware. So don't stay at home. So the wrath will not be compliant. The church of God is not formed, it was born. He said to me, he said, because everything that is formed can be formed. It's born. How? Number one, born by revelation. You know it yourself. Matthew 16, I'm not going to dwell on this, I'm just going to give you the knowledge. Matthew 16, 13, and 18, and that's what we've been looking at for the past 2 weeks. Is that okay? Born by revelation. That was Christ, the Son of God, because of that, I will born my church. Born in my church. Number two, strengthened by love. Strengthened by love. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 21 and 22. In whom all the building fitly filled together, glory unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built together as an habitation of God in the Spirit. Ephesians 2 from verse 21 to verse 32. Born by love, he said, every body, every part of the joint is built together by the edifying of it in love. Ephesians 4, verse 16. Ephesians 4, 16. Ephesians 2, 21 and 22. Number 3. Bought by his blood. Say, hey, there's a way you must know how to operate, how to do. He said, the church of Christ. He said, but if the one he purchased by his own blood. Acts chapter 20 and verse 28. He bought the church by his blood. Number 4. Announced by the Holy Ghost. I made that clear on Sunday. Announced by the Holy Ghost. They were still whispering. Hey, they were still enclosed. For 70 days thereof, they were in the upper 120 of them. They didn't hear anything they were doing. I'm very sure they sat down to pray. They were singing songs. But when the Holy Ghost came upon them, that's what they by verse 6, it was noise abroad. And everybody came from everywhere. That's why Holy Ghost church is a noise speaking church. No, sir. I can imagine by the time you give Shalom microphone, give Pastor a microphone, give Pastor your microphone, pray the Holy Ghost. That's the share goodness. That's the proof of the church. Noise! And number 5, continue by fellowshipping. Continue by fellowshipping. So, born by revelation, strengthened by love, bought by his blood, announced by the Holy Ghost, continue by fellowshipping. Continue by fellowshipping. On Tuesday, I'm going to talk about the strength of the church. You will like it. That's the strength of the church. Or Sunday, I'll show you the mystery of Ecclesia. Let me Jesus Christ and church. What did Jesus? What was the church that Jesus operated? I'll show you. Then we compare it to the church of the now. And we'll know if we are still online or we are still there. Continue in fellowshipping. Acts chapter 2, verse 46 and 47. Acts 2, 46 and 47. Acts chapter 2, verse 46 and 47. Those of us that stay outside, please don't always do well not to stay outside. It's for your good. Let's enjoy the rubbing together and eating together. Because you are not seeing scriptures now. And you are looking like Jesus of Nazareth. So you just learn to always come inside and squeeze. It's okay. Acts chapter 2, verse 46 and 47. Now hear what the Bible said. Shall we read together? One, two, go. Stop. You continue now. Can you see? Do you understand? They continue at the strength of the church. They continue with that. And breaking bread from house to house, they eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. And verse 47. Together, one to go. Praising God and having fellowship with all the people and the Lord. So we're talking about the church. They continue to fellowship. That's why I can't understand that you said it was rain that made you not to come to church. Something's wrong. You are possessed. Acts, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. He said, not neglecting the fellowship together of one another. You, sir, it's a love. You don't neglect it. It's not that. Remember, you didn't come here with one. Sunday. We did. And then you stand up. You say sickness. Or someone is sick. Or you're expecting someone. You understand? It's not it, beloved. It's not, if you want to be a Christian, be real. If you want to be fake, be, don't come. They continue doing it. Like what is going to do anything. We say, don't neglect it. You are not permitted, not forsaken. That's a bit wrong. As a man or son, don't allow it. Speak in tongues. Those of us are speaking tongues strong. As it goes, speaking tongues strong. Not pressure. I'm going to go to the
I'm Remember,
my life to the scriptures. I will live my life to please you. I was blind. of God have touched your head. I've seen it 15 minutes ago. I'm trying to touch you. Oh, you can see the constraint of space. But I don't know who these people are. I can see two guys, one woman. Three, the one I can see in my little eye. Wrong hand of wrong man. Wrong man of God. I touched your hand. So just be a delayed, delayed, collected, exchange, and pocket. Not just this year, but anyone watching us online. Every wrong hand that touch your hand. Every false hand that touch your hand. And the reason I'm laying a prayer for you. Every false information. Because every time hand is laid, something is transferred. Every hand of darkness comes and then to look at your head. That has touched your head while not to my head. I release the power and the fire of the Holy Spirit. Right now, and I cross this mountain with that now. I remove the panther. I remove the cover. I remove everything that has been placed by the reason of the family. A super power. I release this hand. And the hand of Jesus is dreadful towards you. The hand of the Master is dreadful towards you. The hand of the Savior himself, the head of the church, because you are his body, is dreadful towards you. And people find a part of here, a portion of here, whatever those hands get to collect from you, whatever those hands get to stop in your life, I command it to be restored and to choose now.
Thank you.
with God. Come on. This is a very terrible thing in God's mind. Everyone watching us online, the ceremony is happening. This precious family, as you sit there, you can connect your own family also. Every form of manipulation, if I be a man of God, if I be a man of God, I came as a fire. I came to set destinies on fire. If I be a man of God, I save the little. place.
Thank you.
how we mitigate is a token of our love. We give this because we love you. For those of us that are given our tithes, we give our tithes because you said so. So we obey your word. And some of you obey, we are blessed. Thank you, Father. Jesus. Go ahead, Lord. No doubt some that are hungry today. Glory to God. Friday yet again is a time in God's presence. Now being aware of the understanding of what the church is, the mystery of the church, the mission of the church. Who is the church? So just want to enjoy yourself, be with somebody. The church is not the building. The building can be in place and is not there.
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying? We can't afford to lose it. We can't afford to lose it. That's why I want to show you not to send me right. Be correct. Be clean. Be pure. Be passionate. Be hunger. They want to know God more. They want to follow God more. Amen. They will be somebody. You see, this knowledge you're hearing for the past 9 months now, let me tell you what it's doing to you. It's changing so many things. When you have been totally refurbished, then you refurbished. You get what I said? Refurbished, so as refurbished. Completely. When you have been totally refurbished, because there have been some things that have made you who you are as a Christian. So what God is doing now is pulling down the walls and correcting everything. They will not build you. Bible said when the Lord would have built Zion, would have paid his glory. So it's a process. And you will be somebody. So enjoy it. It may not be good. If you ask the world when they are breaking it, it won't be happy. Yeah. Go.
fear. Go. But when they start plastering and start painting, Paul will say, yeah, that's me. That's me. Do you understand? That's what you're going through right now. Enjoy it. Enjoy the mighty word of God. Only for what that will tell you something which will bring you to miracles. It will soon fail. Those gospels will soon go away. So blessed are you because you are the first fruits. Blessed are your ears are hearing this. Embrace it. Enjoy it. You see, friends, you may know that somebody is doing it for you, but ultimately you will. Because all this knowledge, or all these knowledges, are not wasted. It's going to end up in a transformation. Nice to be there, brother. Glory to God. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord be with you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord continually uphold you. You will not fail. You will not miss it. You will not derail. You will not be lost in the crowd. I turn you to a standard performer. You will do well. In the stage of destiny, you will not be corrupted in Jesus' name. As your destiny begins to emerge, I decree that when the fullness of time comes for your display, you will come out to the fullness of the glory of the Godfather. In the name of Jesus, it is well with you. You are blessed in Jesus' name. It's alive. Hallelujah. It's grace. To my sufficiency. God be with you and bless you all. Friday, greater time in God's presence. Come on, do it. And it will fill your hearts. Sunday again, awesome time in God's presence. Ambassadorial class, don't miss it for anything. I will pray range for range, not for that's children's church. I'm not interested. They're real people. They files anything just to be in God's presence. God be with you. Have a great night. You had an encounter, please don't try it. Don't keep it away. Get it done. Get it established. You had an experience, something happened to you today, and this is your first time here. Please come and meet me if this is your first time here. Come and meet me right here now. God be with you. You want an encounter, please come over and pick it up right now.